The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Poetry Magazine. For over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday, the 24th of June, 2008. It's the birthday of Ambrose Bierce, born 1842 in Meigs County, Ohio, best known to us for his Devil's Dictionary, a book of ironic definitions. It's the birthday of the poet Stephen Dunn, Forest Hills, New York, 1939, author of more than 10 books of poetry, including Different Hours, which won the Pulitzer Prize in 2000. His collection Local Visitations came out a couple years ago. Found a job writing brochures for Nabisco, worked for them for 7 years, made a comfortable living, didn't enjoy his work, and so he quit, moved to Spain with his wife. They lived for almost a year on $2,200. Wrote a novel and then began writing poetry. Came out with his first collection, 1974, Looking for Holes in the Ceiling. And it was on this day in 1997, the Pentagon tried to end the speculation that the United States had intercepted a wrecked alien spacecraft along with alien bodies 50 years ago in Roswell, New Mexico. There had been a lot of reports of UFOs during the summer of 1947. And during this flying saucer craze, a man in Roswell found debris on his ranch from something that had crashed, and the Air Force came to clean it up. Newspapers around the world picked up the story. The government later said the object found had been a weather balloon, but UFO enthusiasts thought it was an alien invasion, and they have thought ever since that there was a government cover-up of it, including the press briefing that took place on this day in 1997, at which the Pentagon said the bodies found in Roswell had been test dummies and not aliens. Here's a poem for today by Mary Oliver, 100 White-Sided Dolphins on a Summer Day. Fat, black, slick, galloping in the pitch of the waves and the pearly fields of the sea, they leap toward us. They rise, sparkling, and vanish, and rise, sparkling. They breathe little clouds of mist. They lift perpetual smiles. They slap their tails on the waves, grandmothers and grandfathers enjoying the old jokes. They circle around us. They swim with us. 100 white-sided dolphins on a summer day. Each one, as God himself, could not appear more acceptable 100 times, in a body blue and black threading through the sea foam, and lifting himself up from the opened tents of the waves on his fish tail, to look with the moon of his eye into my heart, and find there pure, sudden, steep, sharp, painful gratitude that falls, I don't know, either unbearable tons or the pale, bearable hand of salvation on my neck, lifting me from the boat's plain plank seat into the world's unspeakable kindness. It is my 63rd summer on earth, and for a moment I have almost vanished into the body of the dolphin, into the moon eye of God, into the white fan that lies at the bottom of the sea with everything that ever was or ever will be, supple, wild, rising on flank or fishtail, singing or whistling or breathing damply through blowhole at top of head. Then, in our little boat, the dolphins suddenly gone, we sailed on through the brisk, cheerful day. A poem by Mary Oliver, 100 White-Sided Dolphins on a Summer Day, from her collection The Truro Bear and Other Adventures, published by Beacon Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of American Life and Poetry, bringing poetry to newspaper readers across the country. You can find it online at poetryfoundation.org. And by gather.com, where friends keep up with the people, conversations, and moments that matter most. People are talking about poetry, books, and writing at gather.com. Produced by Katrina Chikala and our technical director, Thomas Scheutzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch. The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by the Fetzer Institute as part of its campaign for love and forgiveness, online at loveandforgive.org.